PM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Futterman at the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona.
And the Kansas City Chiefs have won Super Bowl 57.
The call on Fox Sports as the Chiefs kick a game-winning field goal with 8 seconds left to beat the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35. The Chiefs entered the fourth quarter trailing by 6 points, but when it mattered most, the Chiefs played their best. Kansas City outscored the Eagles 17-8 in the final 15 minutes. Kansas City fans who made the trip here to Arizona were elated.
Let's go, Chiefs! Super Bowl champions!
Oh, I love it. Love it. Kansas City Chiefs were champs again. We knew we'd do it again. We got Mahomes. We'll always be here.
The Chiefs were led by their great young quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. He threw 3 touchdown passes and was named the game's most valuable player. I'm Steve Futterman at the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona. Now with more CBS News, here's Matt Piper.
Well, Rihanna very well may have made history during her Super Bowl halftime show. Her reps confirmed to CBS News that she performed while pregnant. The baby bump that was visible in the tight clothes she wore under her baggy red jumpsuit set off a wave of social media speculation tonight. The 34-year-old has a 9-month-old son with rapper A$AP Rocky. U.S. fighter jets shot down another aerial object, this time over Lake Huron in Michigan. The latest shootdown follows recent downings over Canada and off the coasts of Alaska and the Carolinas. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
This unidentified object was first spotted over Montana and then over Wisconsin and Michigan. Senior administration officials say its path and altitude raised concerns. Now, it doesn't sound like this was another spy balloon. It was octagonal in shape, and there's no indication it had any surveillance equipment attached. But clearly, DOD is getting more aggressive about eliminating objects that don't appear to belong in U.S. airspace.
The death toll has now topped 33,000 in Syria and Turkey after back-to-back earthquakes destroyed towns along their shared border nearly a week ago. Correspondent MTS Tayeb is in Turkey.
As we drove through Hatay, we couldn't find a single habitable building. For those whose lives were spared by the massive quake, life is now an unrelenting misery, especially for those desperately hoping their loved ones are somehow still alive. My mother and sister are still under the rubble, and I can't reach them, says Didim Celik. My soul is gone. They're dying under the rubble, and I'm dying here.
Ford is reportedly set to announce a $3.5 billion lithium battery plant in Michigan. It's with a Chinese tech partner.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 25 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 44. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Lows level off around 30 tomorrow night. Temps swell above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs from the low 40s to the mid 40s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Yeah.
Kevy, we are local music. Essential Last Crack from 2002's Run Head Start Screaming with Sean Anthony Brown on lead vocals. That is Squeeze It. Before that, Downbeat Dirt Messiah from Burning Time back in 1991. Essential Last Crack every Saturday night, 11 o'clock here on Max Inc. Radio. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K filling in for Rocker tonight. Music on the way from Jimmy at the Prom, Rapscallion. We'll do some Joy's Attack and Cold Black River. Right now is Carbellion, brand new music from them. This song is called Bar Fight on Max Inc. Heavy.
Ready? file. Lost in space.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
I got the words, I put them in my mouth. I'm
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is Jimmy at the Prom from Milwaukee, Made of Wax. Cold Black River before that with Oh My Goodness. Speaking of Oh My Goodness, we got some flashback rock and roll coming up after the break here. Half Past Zero from 2007 and Rathscallion from 2002 is next on Max Inc. Heavy.
CBS News Special Report. The Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champs. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes led the team to a dramatic 38-35 win over the Philadelphia Eagles tonight to claim their second title in 4 years.
It didn't come from one person. Everybody said we had to step our game up. Our defense played their ass off in that second half. And our offense, we found a way. Man, I just want to thank everybody.
He and head coach Andy Reid on Fox Sports.
I'll give the credit to the big old line and to Pat Mahomes and all those guys around him. Eric Bieniemy was phenomenal also.
Mahomes engineered one of the greatest comebacks in Super Bowl history, throwing 2 fourth-quarter touchdowns and setting up Harrison Butker's 27-yard game-winning field goal with 8 seconds to play. And
light in the beautiful sea.
Halftime performer Rihanna announces she is pregnant with her second child. It was her first solo performance event in 7 years and her first since becoming a mother for the first time 9 months ago. CBS News Special Report.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Our guest is Kristen Elfhine, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Mrs. Kane, get off Mr. Kane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
I wanna get myself in.
Flash it back to 2007 with that one, Half Past Zero and Rock and Roll Hell from their album Devils in Disguise. Some Rapscallion before that with San Andreas, one of my favorite songs from 2002 from Rapscallion. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. This is Max Inc. Heavy on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to try to squeeze in some Romero before the night is done. And maybe some older Chaos Revolution Theory and Fall to Rise. Sounds like a plan. Right now, I promised you this last half hour. Here it is. Droids Attack on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Now protect you.
Max Inc. Heavy. That is Romero and Take the Potion. Haven't heard Romero in a long time. They're awesome. Droids Attack before that. How you doing, everybody? Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Heavy tonight. We really appreciate it. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Make sure you get a hold of us, MaxIncRadio@gmail.com, to send us music. And tune in next week, 6 p.m. to midnight, every Saturday night. It's original local music from Wisconsin, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Got that Fall Arise just around the corner right now with my buds in Chaos Revolution Theory from CRT6. This is KMF on Max Inc. Radio and Max Inc. Heavy.
curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
I worked for youth advocate programs, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. This